This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll from the coronavirus pandemic hovers near 15,000 people worldwide, and it has sickened more than 338,000. And the U.S. officials have identified more than 34,000 cases. Top-level negotiations between Congress and the White House continued late into the night Sunday over a now nearly $2 trillion economic rescue package as the coronavirus crisis deepened, the nation shut down, and the first U.S. senator tested positive for the disease. As President Donald Trump took to the podium in the White House briefing room and promised to help Americans who are afraid and isolated as the pandemic spreads, the Senate voted against advancing the rescue package, but talks continued on Capitol Hill. U.S. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky is the lawmaker who tested positive for the virus, becoming the first case of COVID-19 in the Senate and raising fears about the further transmission at the Capitol. Paul said he was not aware of any direct contact with an infected person. His announcement led Utah's two GOP senators, Mike Lee and Mitt Romney, to place themselves into quarantine. New York is one of the U.S. cities implementing major changes to reduce the spread of the virus. It has ordered most residents to stay home from work and everyone to keep their distance as the state quickly becomes one of the world's biggest coronavirus hotspots. Cuban doctors and nurses arrived in Italy to help stop the spread of the coronavirus in the Lombardy region. The group has 36 doctors, 15 nurses, and a logistics expert. Italy is one of the countries hardest hit by the coronavirus, with nearly 5,500 deaths as of Sunday night. Cuba has 8.2 doctors for every 1,000 people. That's one of the highest rates in the world, according to the World Bank. This is VOA News. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei refused U.S. assistance Sunday to fight the new coronavirus, citing an unfounded conspiracy theory that the virus could be man-made by America. The 80-year-old Khamenei alleged, without offering any evidence, that the virus might be specifically built for Iran, using Iran's genetic data. A Chinese government official also recently cited a rumor that the United States military could be behind the outbreak. The remark prompted the U.S. State Department to summon the Chinese ambassador to complain. There is no evidence that the United States is behind the outbreak or have any medical or scientific group suggested it. President Trump on Sunday confirmed he had sent a letter to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un offering help with the coronavirus response. North Korea said it welcomed the letter as a sign of the very special and very firm personal relations between the two leaders. North Korea insists it does not have any coronavirus infections, though many suspect it may be hiding an outbreak. The coronavirus outbreak has hit the United States on the tail end of a time-honored March tradition, that is spring break. Some students stuck to their plans of visiting the beach, only to find their party shut down. After months of planning and looking forward to this traditional vacation, college-age spring breakers in Miami Beach were cut off mid-week as the city enforced crowd limits, shut down public beaches, and eventually restaurants and bars amid the fears of the growing coronavirus outbreak. Health experts continue to warn that not only do partiers in popular spring break destinations pose risk to one another, they could also be carrying the virus back to their hometowns. It has been suggested that they self-isolate. Again, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Al-Khamenei refusing U.S. assistance Sunday to fight the new coronavirus, citing an unfounded conspiracy theory that the virus could be man-made by America. He alleged, without offering any evidence, that the virus might be specifically built for Iran using Iran's genetic data. President Trump Sunday confirmed that he sent a letter to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un offering help with the coronavirus response. North Korea said it welcomed the letter as a sign of a very special and very firm personal relation between the two leaders. And U.S. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky is a lawmaker who tested positive for the coronavirus. He is the first lawmaker who has in the U.S. Senate who has confirmed that he has the virus, and it has raised fears about the further transmission at the U.S. Capitol. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil.